written and read by Fresney. Fandoms, solar system, and astronomy. Pairings, ice and Neptune, ice and Jupiter, ice and Sol, ice and Makemake, and ice and the whole asteroid belt. First post. I also go by C/2012S1, but I like totally prefer Ison. Oh, I might be using this journal for like writing about my thoughts and dreams and stuff. Probably mostly just following my friends. So my favorite color is yellow. I like warm hugs. Comets that reflect more than 4% of the light that falls on them. Not to be a hater, it's just that I can't stand the idea of not reflecting back light. Because light is like totally what makes the dark void meaningful. And watching stars twinkling in the Orion arm of the Milky Way, I love it. I'm almost 2 comet years old. Just a baby, really. I'm a 7 on the Enneagram. ESPF on Myers-Briggs. Oh. And when I did What Mythological Creature Are You quiz, I was a unicorn, which makes me practically a cousin to the Horsehead Nebula. I love LOL stars. Galactic Date. Hey. I'm starting to see some dark matter. B/23509. Z's really amazing. And I have, well, I hope, I don't know. Ice cracks crossed? Yeah, I know. I was just saying I like celestial bodies that reflect light, not suck it all in. But I feel like I can make a difference in Z's existence. Z gets down on Zerself sometimes, and I'm a born cheerleader. It's kind of a long-distance relationship, but I think it can be good for Zier. Galactic Date? Yep, another traverse through the Oort cloud. Circling around, nothing going on. B/23509 is focusing on going from being warm dark matter to being hot dark matter. I tried to suggest some things, but Z said I wasn't helping. So any good memes anyone can suggest? Galactic Date. Dude, I am so very, very bored, so very bored. Galactic Date? I talked to C/1999F1. C said that there's like this bright star that we're kind of orbiting. I think that may just be space static. But Z, like, totally swears Z's seen it. Wouldn't that be wonderful to think that was true? That there's more out there? That all these stars are something full of warmth? And it's not all just dark matter consuming us all. Which, yeah. I wasn't going to talk about negative things, but things aren't going so well with B/23509. Galactic Date. This is goodbye, Oort Cloud. Okay, so B/23509 saw me talking with B199F1 and completely flipped. So B/23509 shoved me, tumbling from my home. So that maybe was not a good relationship. Being positive, I'm sure this change will be good for me. I have to think there is more to existence than trying not to hit other bodies in a crowd. I guess I have a wandering soul, just like the comet that calved me after being hit by an asteroid. Galactic date. In good spirits, nothing much to see, but I'm sure I'll reach something soon. Galactic date. Nothing yet, but dude, I'm like totally sure I'll be over all this soon. Galactic date. Thought I was bored before. Dude, I did not know the meaning of the word. No, seriously, oh my galaxy, bored! Galactic date. Traveling through endless nothing. All is darkness and eventual decay. Really depressed. Galactic date. Thanks for the virtual hugs and comments after my last post. I was in kind of a dark place, but things are better now. I've reached the Kuiper Belt, and it's full of some really awesome comets and asteroids. And check this out. Some of them are on a short orbit to that bright star C/199F1 was talking about. I was talking with this comet, Halley, and you wouldn't believe it, but Z goes around the bright star like all the time. Crazy, huh? Z pointed bright star out, and there was a nice twinkle there. This is a good place. Galactic date. I made this for my honey bunny. As you see, I've changed my status from achingly available to taken. I've gotten together with a dwarf planet. Z's name is Makemake, but Z prefers to go by Bunny. Z is so amazing. And I've taken up orbit around Z. It may seem sudden, what with just meeting and all, but I know this is the one I've been looking for. Let's see. Bunny's the second brightest celestial body in the Kuiper Belt. Mm-hmm. Bunny says like everything in our lives is controlled by how celestial bodies align. Then Bunny aligned with me. It was really amazing. Galactic date. A lot smarter than me. But Z says it's cool because I should be guided by Z, because Z has a stronger gravitational pull, which Z says means Z's midichlorians are totally pure. I hope I can clear my midichlorians. I took a quiz, but it didn't look good. I'm totally full of dark midichlorians. Anyway, I look at Bunny and I just want to sublimate my hydrogen into a gaseous state. Bunny has a red surface and is dynamically hot. And Bunny's classy too. Z didn't even suggest that we align until we talked forever. Galactic date.
Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes too.
Bunny's gonna help me clear my midichlorians today by taking me to this group Z belongs to, and they're going to purge me of dark matter, which is apparently giving me a brain cloud. That sounds pretty serious. I guess I picked it up when dating B/23509. I guess I should have been tested before I got together with Bunny. I should probably post this privately, but I'm wondering what kind of protection I should have used while dating dark matter. Ping me privately, okay? Galactic date.
Honey badger don't care.
Yeah, about that. Leaving the Kuiper belt. I see why Bunny didn't have any satellites. That group of Zeers was a bunch of... I can't even think of a word nasty enough. Thanks for everyone who posted to the Snopes article on brain clouds and midichlorian. Anyway, they've made it a little hard to stay here, so... I'm moving on. Super bummed. Send hugs. Galactic date. Okay, so it didn't work out with Bunny, but I've got a renewed faith in love or something. Which, okay, yeah, was the alignment of Uranus and Neptune that did it. There I was, all super bummed. And then I, literally felt a paradigm shift in the universe that just flushed all the crap out of my psyche. Bunny had Zeer's issues, but C was right about alignments. Plus, I took an online quiz, and I'm, totally an Aquarius. So naturally, I'm affected by this alignment. Galactic date. Heart, 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 heart. Okay, I can't hold it in anymore. I'm dating Neptune. Yay! I know. Jumping from one relationship to another is a bad idea. So I was flying by. She's a gas ice giant. So nothing like anyone I've ever dated before. Z is this beautiful blue and has this dark spot on Zeer's northern hemisphere that is so totally cute. So I stopped and said, "Hey, I know I'm a stranger and everything, but you are the most beautiful planet I've ever seen, and I'd really like a chance to get to know you better." Then Neptune started three separate storms in Z's northern hemisphere about how Z hadn't meant to disrupt the Kuiper belt, and how could I be so nice to Z? When I told Z that I was actually from the Oort cloud, Z said, "I guess you can orbit here for a while. I feel so alone." Which I still totally relate to. So we got to talking, and I told Neptune about how the quiz said I was totally an Aquarius and Z ruled over me. And Z was like, "It's summer in my southern hemisphere. Why don't you go orbit down there and, well, I probably shouldn't go into too much detail here, but let's just say Neptune puts out more heat than Z gets in. Galactic date. Neptune's kind of moody today. Z said, "You can't possibly understand what I'm going through. I'm so alone." Trying to be supportive. "Have ordered a fluffy teddy bear and am writing Neptune a song. Any idea what rhymes with ice mantle?" "Okay, here's the song. I've been working really hard on it. Tell me what you think. I hope it's good enough because Neptune is so amazing. Oh, Neptune, I was alone then, and then I found you. You, 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 you. Oh, Neptune, you're so cool. You totally rule with your icy mantle. Make me want to gamble for your rain of methane diamonds. Pitter-patter in your windy climate and sparkle like your icy giant heart. Oh, Neptune, I was alone then, and then I found you. You, 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 you. You are so very awesome. Make me wanna end your lonesome." That line needs help. "Make you crystallize super ionic water." That one too. "Makes me love come into flower. Love you like an exclamation mark. Hope with the between us sparks can fill the dark spots in your heart." So what do you think? Do you think it's good enough for Neptune? I hope so. I really tried. I really, 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 really tried on that. Then I used a rhyme generator. Although I'm not always good with this kind of stuff. But I think it's important to put your heart out there and tell people how you feel. Even if, like, it kind of isn't that great. But this will be great. I know it. Galactic date. That did not go well. Trembling a bit here. That cute black spot is, a horrible storm, which, and Neptune's under a lot of pressure, and, the teddy bear was shredded in, like, seconds. Also, song was not well received. Really, I don't want to put any negativity out there, but, please send hugs. Galactic date. Yeah, okay. So maybe I should have paid more attention to all the other satellites. Triton's a wreck, and Nereid's trying to break free and can't. I mean, yeah, Neptune's intense and all, and dude, that was the most amazing methane exchange I've ever, but so not worth the emotional and gravitational damage. I don't know, it's like everyone I date, I'm putting all this energy into making them better. And I'm beginning to wonder if I'm meant to date. If I'm ever going to meet someone who puts that level of energy back into me. But no, I'm going to be positive. I will find someone who loves me that much. I will. I just have to keep looking. Galactic date. Notice that, like, space is very big. It's hard to meet beings out here. Galactic date.
Hello, ladies.
Well, You'll be glad to know that when I got to Z's orbital path, Saturn was not there, so ha 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 ha, whoever commented, no, I did not date Zier. Although I've seen Zier's pictures, so, yeah, okay, fair point. I would totally orbit that. Saturn is gorgeous. Why can't I meet anyone in space like that? Galactic date. Puh! Got an email from Saturn. What a jerk. Not even going to repeat it here. Just banned for life, Saturn. Banned for life. Galactic date.
Double rainbow. Oh my god.
Dude, Jupiter is like huge. Z makes me feel like this small, safe little lump of ice and rock. Like nothing could ever hurt me while Jupiter's there. And that red spot. Ugh, yeah, I know. But this time is different. This time Z pulled me into Zier's orbit, not the other way around. Z's a bit standoffish, but that's just because Jupiter is really dignified. That was a really powerful gravitational force he used on me. I was just flying along and whoosh! Jupiter just reached out and pulled me gently into orbit. I felt so safe and held.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room.
Deny a story like that. Don't be a hater in the comments. Galactic date.
Friday.
Jupiter couldn't make the short point of our orbit tonight. Busy working on something with Europa, who blah 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 has liquid geysers or something. But you know, that's cool. More time to hang out with my friends passing by. I get on great with the other satellites, so, cool. Going to get together and get ice with Io. Galactic date? I can really see the bright star much better from here. Which, get this, is named the Soul Star. What a cool name. Should not have had so much ice with Io. Feeling really cracked this orbit. Galactic date. Wrong with me? Why is Jupiter keeping me at the farthest point in my orbit from Zier? After pulling me so strongly, Z's just, what did I do wrong? Taking a quiz to see what kind of unicorn I am, to feel better. Galactic date. Not sure that helped. Water bolt. These unicorns love the water, especially when it's storming. Thunder and lightning don't frighten them. It excites them. They usually go out in storms to show off, but they are very confident. I don't really know if that's me. Galactic date. So, I had it out with Jupiter, and get this, Z totally has this thing for Earth, and was worried or something that I'd like smash into Z or something, which is the only reason Jupiter pulled me into Z's orbit. Which, okay, I'm disappointed that Jupiter would think that of me, and lead me on like that. But, well, knowing some of the comets in the Oort cloud, I can see where Z'd think that. I mean, seriously, dude. I'm the result of an unplanned collision. Anyway, Jupiter showed me where Z jumped into Shoemaker Levy 9's path to save Earth. And okay, so I didn't see anything. But with Jupiter being a gas giant. But I don't know. I couldn't hold a grudge when someone does something for love. I mean, we're talking love here. Love aligns the universe. I told Jupiter that if Z loves Earth, Z should just, I don't know, say something. Jupiter thinks Earth should know how Z feels, given how many times Z's taken a cosmic beating for Z. But I always say it's better to use your words, rather than force a celestial body to read your mind or something. I mean, I'm sure Earth's got a lot going for Z. Jupiter went on and on and on about Z. But for all Z knows, Jupiter's just being a good friend or something. Moving on, again. Going to do a spiritually cleansing orbit near the Sol star. Galactic date. Past another comet, Lovejoy. Z said, I come from a long line of sun grazers. I forgot something, and now I can't remember it over and over again. Didn't really learn much about what's ahead. Galactic date. Party in the asteroid belt!
Up on Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
The asteroid belt was like, dude, it's hard for me to even admit this. So, when I hit the asteroid belt, dude, something amazing happened to me. I got the cutest little tail. You know, dude, seriously, not a single comet I spoke to out in the Kuiper Belt mentioned one word about getting a cute little glowing tail when they went to the inner solar system. Solstar puts out these solar winds that make me look... Well, I went from looking, you know, okay, for a ball of ice and dust to looking pretty good. I am glowing. So, you know, there I was looking pretty good. Feeling a bit off relationships for a bit. And I went into the asteroid belt, which, was a total rock market. I'm not proud of this, but I hit that asteroid belt hard. I've always just been with one celestial body before, but those asteroids were all over me. And I, didn't kick any of those rocks to the cliff. So I didn't lead anyone on. I told them that I'd been hurt before, and I wasn't a good bet for a relationship right now. We were all very careful. It was all up front and to the side and in a cluster. Yeah, that happened. Wow. Galactic date. I sent the Solstar an e-card thanking Z for the cute little tail. OMG! Sol wrote me back! Z was really nice and all. I can't even... I'm just going to copy Z's wave. Far distant traveler from time's quickening. A tumult of light blazed across my corona. With the receipt of your card. With the image of the thankful nebula. A most clever conceit. Yet with no conceit in it. Of what you wrote, do not disparage yourself so. It was with spotted concern I read of your past travails. Be of good cheer. Welcome, and be most welcomed in this, the solar system. Though your core is of primordial ice, you clearly have a warm and most youthful heart. For it is love that makes a heart young. As if time were but a moment begun. All the warmth and light that I may grant Please, drink deeply of therein. The more you reflect of what I happily give forth, the more I may know you, and you me. How wondrous that thou hast chosen this of all paths, and this of all journeys. Let us rejoice, and be glad in each other's company. Be well, and greetings. Ever your humble servant, Soul. OMG! I mean, I always send cards out, but I've never gotten... No one ever! OMG! I'm glowing brighter now. Also, my tail is getting longer. It's like 1,000 feet behind me. I feel so glamorous. Like a star or something. All because of how a certain very special star makes me feel. Haters, shut up! Galactic Date. I did this quiz to figure out what galaxy I'm most like, and I got OMG, OMG, MG! I got the Milky Way! You are most like the Milky Way. Yay! Our home. You're full of light and hope in a vast sea of dark with a spiraling path. You're not afraid of conflict. So watch out, Andromeda. For all your light, you struggle with the dark emptiness at your center. Keep on expanding, kiddo. I told Sol, and Z was like, now that you say it, I can see it is so. Isn't Z sweet?
But, you know, just as a friend, okay?
Galactic Date.
Rama, Rama, Ma, Ga, Ga, Ooh, La, La, What About Romance?
So, yeah. So, Mars and I had a flyby. The flyby itself was good. There were sparks, but I don't know. I thought I was clear that I'm not a good bet for a relationship right now, and that I've got to find my own space. But having been through the asteroid belt, I was open to maybe meeting certain needs in a, well, more casual way. But afterwards, he was all, you've changed me into a comet! And started swearing about how I was a dwarf star, and I'd destroyed Zir's Olympus Mons. That kind of stuff. I called Sol, who said I should get out of there. So I did. I just kept going. Really, who needs that kind of negativity? Galactic Date. Okay, seriously, now that I'm closer, I can see that Sol is insanely hot looking. I'm going for broke. Fly as close as I can. I mean, I've come all this way. I'm going for it. Galactic Date. I am, like, totally a saint. Dude. So I showed up near Earth. And Earth really is the whole package. Active plate tectonics, a really complex weather system, liquid seas, ice caps, and whoa. But serious. An amazing artist. When Earth rotates away from Sol, your surface just glows in these complicated patterns, twinkling away like stars. Genius. And Z is actually really nice. Warm, but not too grabby. So there I was, being an effing saint. And I went, so like, dude, look, Jupiter is totally into you. But Z thinks that you, like, totally know, and that you're not interested. And Earth was all, oh, for crying out loud, that's downright silly of Zir. A planet would have to be completely lacking in any sort of good sense to turn away a body like that. Z should have just said something. Earth had a brief, understandable, tropical substorm. Once Earth collected Zir's self, Z asked, and this was so cute, do you think Z really likes me? Oh, totes. Now, clearly, I'm all for love and all, but I did have to say, it's a bit of a long-distance relationship. Earth fluffs some clouds at that. Oh, honey, I've got people for that. I'll put some on it. Now, seriously, I can't even imagine what it's like to have people to put on things. And if anyone else said that, I'd have been all like, what a pompous ball of dirt. But Earth said it in this totally not pretentious way. Then Earth was all, now, honey, you take care. Good luck with Soul. Of course, if I didn't have life, I might be interested in myself. Back in the day, when I was a younger planet, why, I was hit by plenty of comets. It's where I get all my water. Just between you and me, Earth twinkled deep blue seas at me. It was a comet hitting me hard that made all those amino acids that put life all over my surface. It made me just, to recap, me equal Saint. Galactic date. Huh. Venus is kind of mean. She did not even say a word when I went by. Galactic date. Huh. Okay, now. I talked to Sol about it, and Z filled me in. Wow, Venus has had it rough. Galactic date. So, I've been talking to Sol like a lot. Sol blows out these massive waves of gracious traveler. And your insights strike to the very core of time's beginning. And, okay, this other one. Fair one, it may be my light, but it is your reflection. Not all are so generous that receive. And okay, some other stuff about gravity. But, well, yeah. I've never felt so warmed by anyone. In the past, it's felt like I'm the one doing all the giving. But Soul's not like that. Galactic date. So, like Soul says, I'm like part of the original matter that makes up the universe, that we all are. That Z and I are like the same, but different. Because Seer is a star, but the stuff that made us is from the same place. That seeing me reminds Seer of that. Dude, this is so blowing my mind. Soul is like a gazillion times brighter than I'll ever be. Always makes me feel like I'm smart, too. So, I don't know. I don't even know how to express how I feel. So I made Sol a card, showing us coming together with two hearts. Sol liked it. Z said it spoke to a sense of longing for interconnection, and that Z felt the same. Galactic date. So I was talking with Sol, and I was all like, does that mean that everything doesn't matter, and that means everything matters? Because, like, everything affects something else? Like getting thrown out of the Oort cloud, the asteroid that hit the comet that calved me and made Seer break apart? Then Sol was all, that is most prescient. As I often find our reflections to be. Consider then further. Expand your thoughts to the force that set the asteroid to tumbling. To all actions that have led to this, going back to the very formation of the universe. Dude, that was the sound of my mind exploding. Dude, just dude. Then Sol said, it is for all of this that warms me greatly. to have met and developed a tender attachment with you. I have greatly treasured this time, but as it pains me to say, for all that I desire that you grow closer, yet the course you are on will only spell your end, as you currently are. What you may become, or I as a result of this conflagration, it is not given to me to know. Sol said I was puissant. I'd look that up, but glowing even brighter now. And yeah, I did notice the other part. I just don't care. I can't stop now. I keep thinking of Comet Lovejoy going the other way, joyless and without love. Thinking about all this, I wrote something. It's not quite what I want to get across. It's a little colder than I wanted, but still, it's kind of the direction I'm going in right now. Galactic date. Hearts in my eyes. So, I'm sure you've all noticed, I've completely fallen for Sol. And I know I've said this like 5.5 million times, but Sol is different. Sol's magnetic field spirals out to touch everything in this solar system. I've been affected by Z all along, and never knew. Sol's been reaching out to me for as long as I've been traveling towards Z. Even before then, when I didn't even know Z was there, Z was here, shining. All the times I've wandered off path, all the times I've pulled away from Z, there were solar winds and light just waiting for me to spin around and look. And every time, there was something that threw me back on exactly the path that I'm now on. I've been feeling a little inspired, so I wrote a few more things. I hope you like them. Galactic date. Arrow to the heart. I'd like to think I've changed a lot during my travels. My tail isn't a little tail anymore. It's an amazing blue-white thing, 186,000 miles long. The solar winds are vaporizing all the volatile crap inside of me. I'm heading as close to Sol as I can get. I don't know what'll be left. If I'll just keep getting brighter, if I'll reach some point and fade, but I can't even express how amazing I feel. I want to keep going, posting now. So, I made this. I call it A Memory of a Starry Night. Galactic date. So, this will be the last time I post. Not in a lame, I'm going to stop posting sort of way, but in the other way. I know you're all worried about me. I've gotten a lot of tech and comments telling me not to be crazy and change my course. And here's the thing. I not only couldn't if I tried, but I've dated, it seems like, half the celestial bodies in the solar system. And I can seem like someone who gives their heart easily, and fine, that's true. I don't hold back. I not only can't change, I wouldn't want to change that. But soul is the first one that makes me feel better about me. I feel beautiful when I'm facing soul. And soul has never made me feel less than brilliant. The closer I get, the better I feel. I feel brighter, more numinous. I know what the word numinous means. I'm not sure that when I was in the Oort cloud, I'd have been capable of the word numinous. Looking back through this journal, I see my worst times have been in darkness. I've always been looking for the light. I know that I could adjust my course by even a little. I'd orbit round Sol and not into Z. I'd loop round and head back out into the Kuiper Belt, or even further to the Oort cloud. But I might never make it back. I had a very hard time getting here. I didn't talk about that much. I didn't want to dwell on the negative things, but I don't want to go back to that kind of space. I'm glad that I can't. I would fly apart if I had to face a direction where my shrinking tail pointed towards the darkness until it disappeared. I think the reason the other comets don't talk about how we shine here is because they forget. I've had a lot of time to think getting here, and since I've come to the inner solar system, I've come to know that nothing is ever gone. Everything just changes from one thing to another. I think about the unseen effect of Shoemaker-Levy on Jupiter. I think about Earth, seas, and life. If I could be enfolded in the soul's plasma filaments just once, then I know that as I burn away, I will become a part of soul. So please, don't wish that I swing around the other side of perihelion and away again. Wish that I do the other thing, not existing forever in darkness, but living boldly on transformed light. Thank you, and best wishes to you all.